Legislation that would allow Matthews and Mint Hill to create charter schools dominated discussions Thursday between school officials and state lawmakers. The bill, HB 514, still needs the approval of the Senate. During the breakfast meeting, the only Republican legislator in attendance offered a possible alternative to the legislation. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Let the voters of Matthews and Mint Hill decide the issue in a referendum was the suggestion Republican State Senator Jeff Tart made to CMS officials. Tart, a North Mecklenburg County representative, says he's heard people on both sides of the issue say they have the support of Matthews and Mint Hill residents, which he finds confusing.
The question is, how do we find out what the real answer is? What does the town want? What do the parents want? Most importantly, in the students. And maybe the easiest way to find that out is to put it to a vote of the people and let them decide.
CMS Board Chair Mary McRae says district officials urged Matthews officials to hold town hall meetings on the bill, but were rebuffed. Town commissioners, who say a charter would allow more Matthews students to attend school closer to home, instead voted 4-3 to endorse the legislation. Matthews officials say if HB 514 passes, they would not necessarily apply for a charter and would seek public input before doing so. They also see it as leverage to keep their issues on CMS's radar. Matthews is predominantly white, and CMS officials say HB 514 will make schools more segregated. Under the legislation, the towns would be allowed to use property taxes to build and operate a charter. Charles Jeter, the district's legislative liaison, told legislators that would mean a tax increase for residents, and at the extreme end of the spectrum, that would cost a lot.
They would have to increase their taxes by 47% to serve only about 10% of their students.
Jeter says the bill would allow towns to bring in a for-profit partner for funding, something current law prohibits. Right now, Senator Tart says HB 514 is assigned to the Education Committee.
I've not heard one peep about it from leadership of whether it will be on the agenda. I think there'll be very little what I would classify as potentially controversial items brought up in the short session.
CMS officials say in the meantime, they will hold a town hall meeting on the legislation in Matthews next week so they can hear from residents. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glynn.